everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that. Very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. And what an action-packed, talent-stacked show we've got in store for you today as we get set to celebrate International Women's Day 2026 with the second annual A Little Affair concert on Saturday, March the 7th, with a bonus Sunday concert on March the 8th. Both shows are set to go at the sonically sweet Sanctuary Arts Center in Dartmouth with a righteous roster of artists backed up by a house band full of the best in the biz. Oh, it's so deserving of the spotlight. We'll do our best to squeeze in as much as we can within the hour, including amazing music by and conversations with Halifax-based award-winning singer-songwriter Freya Milliken, who will share how she went from working behind the scenes on last year's event to taking center stage for this one, and discover how her lullaby song project with Symphony Nova Scotia came together. We'll also connect with Cuban-born, Halifax-based singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Ali Enriquez to talk about her passion for playing and what she's looking forward to most about performing at A Little Affair. And before the hour's out, we'll connect with the always extraordinary Tara Spencer, who, according to the poster, will be seated with the all-star band for the show. So we'll get the scoop on how she got that gig and press her on whether or not she'll be making her way to the main mic for a little song of her own. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's get things started with the fantastic force behind this annual celebration of women in song. She's the one and only Victoria House. How are you now?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Again, you're always so calm in the days leading up to this big event. But before we do anything, I want to congratulate you on your inaugural Little Affair last year. How did you think, like, I know it's a little late for the debrief, Victoria, but how did you feel it went?
I felt it went great. We were just shy of selling out the Sanctuary, which was amazing for a first attempt at a show. And we got a lot of great feedback. And we raised some funds, so success all around, really.
That's so great. And you're back to the same venue, so let's start there with not only the acoustics, but the vibe and just it being like the perfect spot for this kind of show.
Yeah, it's a great location. It's nice to do things on this side of the bridge, but it also sounds fantastic. And with the mix of artists and genres from the Little Affair music, it was a great venue, especially for those like stripped down moments. So I felt it was a great fit, so we decided to go there again.
And you mentioned that you raised funds and donations and things like that. And again, this year, you're going to be graciously giving to ADSUM for Women and Children. And tell me a little bit about what you're hoping to get in terms of donations.
So for ADSUM for Women and Children, we'll be accepting monetary donations. So we'll have a station at the merch table where people can donate their cash or like a QR code. And then we'll also be accepting any items that's listed on their website. They have a wish list page that highlights things that they're looking for and things that they're able to accept. So anything off that, we're willing to gather up and we'll deliver it after the shows.
Awesome. Okay, so I'll put that in the show notes. And now let's talk about the lineup, Victoria, because last year's was extraordinary and you've put together another incredible roster of entertainers. Take me through it, will you?
Sure. So we have Adina coming back with us again this year. She was there last year as a guest, and this year she'll be joining us as a guest again, but she'll also be doing background vocals with Yvette Lorraine. Yvette Lorraine is also returning from last year, but again, supporting us as well on the background vocals. We also have Ali Enriquez, which I'm excited to work with. She'll also be gracing us with a few violin kind of moments this year, which is really exciting. We also have Clara Blanchard. We know Clara from our songwriting camps, and so I was really excited when she decided to go to Dalhousie because she's a little closer now for us to work with her a little more. We have Freya Milliken, who, again, is fantastic and is also really passionate about music education, so she also is a fantastic fit for the show. We have Kim Wimpy. Her last album was released quite a few years ago now, and Chris was her producer for that.
Wow.
And when we thought about asking her, we were really excited when she agreed to join us again, since she's been on a bit of a music hiatus. So to have her on stage after quite a few years off of the stage is really exciting. We also have Lavender. Again, I say I'm excited about all of them, because I am, but I'm really excited about the different genres that we're going to cover this year. I think it'll make for a really nice mix of a show. And then the East Coast is really lucky to have Roxanne Popham living here. Roxanne also agreed to do this show, and she's been focusing lately on her new podcast called Sour Notes, and she's just amazing. And so we have this fantastic guest list of artists who are going to be performing. And then we're going to be supported this year by Chris Kirby, Claire McDonald, Mike Farrington, Siobhan Martin, and Tara Spencer.
It's bigger. If you wanted to bottom line it, it's bigger.
It's bigger. Yeah, it is a bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, and that's exciting. First of all, that you're back for a second year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey?
That is really exciting. And we've also added a second show. We have a matinee on Sunday, on March 8th now, which is second year and the second show.
Come on. Look at you. Next year, it'll be like a week-long event, probably. Hey, Victoria?
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see where things go.
There you go. I'm only teasing. But I will say it's wonderful to have International Women's Day saluted in such a musical fashion. And by talent, you mentioned, I didn't want to interrupt you there because you were going through the roster, but certainly the genres are, it's a wonderful mix of music, but also these women are coming from various and sundry places, right?
Yvette is living in Newfoundland right now. She's from Newfoundland. She spends a lot of time between Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. Lavender's from PEI, I believe, but lives in Halifax. Rackman's from Quebec, but lives here. Kim is from out west, but also lives here. So Clara's from New Brunswick. Ali's from Cuba. We're just graced with all this talent, different musical backgrounds, different ages. It's just a mix of everything, really.
Yeah.
From all over. Yeah.
It's so great. And you just kind of offhandedly mentioned the killer band that you'll have in the house, which is amazing. Helmed by your partner in crime, Chris Kirby. And now a number of the artists on the bill, Chris has either worked with or they've been at your song camps or whatever. So it's kind of, I don't want to say a family, but certainly an incredible group of friends with some new acquaintances and hopefuls, or is that kind of the fabric we're looking at?
Definitely. It's, I think the best way to describe it would be like a growing community.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I don't want to put you on the spot. I know that probably anybody in the band could jump up to a microphone, but are they going to jump up to a microphone?
Some of them maybe at the microphone.
Really?
Yeah, hopefully there'll be some real fun moments with the whole group.
And how much of it is planned? Are there many rehearsals? Do you go in there just hoping it's all going to come together?
Everyone that we've included are professionals.
Yeah.
So I just trust them blindly and they deliver, which is awesome. But, with everyone's schedules and busy lives, we have rehearsal before the show and then people just do their own kind of preparing and it just falls together naturally.
Which is awesome. Well, we look forward to taking it all in on March the 7th and now 8th. Victoria House, congratulations. We're going to be chatting with Ali Enriquez and Freya Milliken after the break, which I look forward to. We'll be playing their music as well. But I thought, and again, another name you just sort of dropped was Kim Wempis. And since you're pulling her back, out of retirement or semi-retirement, if you will, I thought I would play a song of hers. Now, you guys go way back. Is that right?
Chris certainly does, yeah. I mean, I met him through Chris, but he was her producer on her last album.
And if ever there was a woman to represent International Women's Day, it's the incredible Kim. She is, she's all things, hey? She's a force.
She is, yeah, definitely.
So, Victoria, now I'm going to play a Kim song as we head to break. Is there one I could play by special request for you?
Sure, sure, have it go back.
Oh, that's such an awesome request. We'll continue with our spotlight shining on A Lil Affair here on CNBC Seen and Heard. But right now, as we head to break, this is Kim Wempe with Go Back on Cove FM.
You're trying to steal my soul with every word to get more control. You see this as a game when you hold my heart in your cold dead hand. You think you got me figured out. One hand in my pocket, hold the other one out. You think that I can't see a little bit more you're trying to take from me. Forget your lesson here today. You know, sometimes you gotta walk away. But I know I've done all I can. There ain't nobody that can take this man. Think that it won't show. You could spin it how you want, but everyone knows if you did it to yourself, there ain't nothing to celebrate down in hell. Read between these very lines you've been drawing all this time. And all those so-called friends that you made won't be there for your darkest days.
Siempre llega silencio. diosa, la verdad te lo he olvidado. La vida tan caprichosa nos unió para alejarnos. Se vale llorar, no es pecado desnudar el alma frente al mar, no es errar amar.
FM. That is a song that is my current favorite, I don't mind saying, and I'm going to try to say it properly, and then she's going to correct me. Se vale llorar. Is that close?
That is perfect.
Yay! That's Ali Enriquez, yes. And she is joining us now, one of the many incredibly talented women who are performing at A Little Affair, and it is going to be such an incredible occasion. And Ali, I thank you so much for joining me. Tell me how you got to be a part of this lineup.
So I got an email from Vic saying that she had heard me perform before. And yeah, I'm so glad that she reached out to me to be part of this event. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It really will. And it's a great assortment, if you will, of artists. And as folks can tell from that song that we just listened to, you're an incredible singer. You're a multi-instrumentalist. Tell me, of the instruments we heard in that track, how many were you playing?
I was playing most of them. There are two guitars. There's piano, there's violin, there's vocals. One of the guitars is actually my brother.
Okay.
A classical guitar player.
Is he younger or older than you, Allie?
Oh, older. Oh. 8 years older.
Okay. Are you the baby in the family?
I am the youngest sister.
Oh,
yes.
How many are there?
There are three.
Oh, just three. Okay. But are they all musically inclined like yourself?
Yes. I have two brothers. One is a drummer, one is a guitar player.
Amazing. And now I'm just reading your bio here. You started performing at five, and you do have a family of musicians. Born in Havana, Cuba. Now, were very kind. You were very kind to say that I did right when I pronounced the name of your song, which in English translates to "It's okay to cry," right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a good translation for it.
Okay. Well, what did you mean when you wrote it?
What did I mean? I was going through a big transition that was tied to the pandemic and a change of institutions. I used to go to Dow, and I changed to NSCC for my musical studies.
Yes.
And I had just come back from a trip back home.
Yes.
So I was reflecting on a lot of changes that happened for me, and I didn't know how to let that energy out, and that's how that song came to life.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay, well, and now as we are sitting here, we're recording in advance of the broadcast, but we're expecting another snowstorm, which I would imagine makes you even more homesick, yeah?
Yes, yes. During the winter, I become a hermit, and I reminisce on my good Cuba winter days.
Oh, there you go.
For sure.
I want to just say, you were very kind to say that I pronounced that properly, the name of your song, but ever since the halftime show, I've been doing my best to learn Spanish, Ali. And
oh, really?
I just want to say, it's not easy.
No. It's not easy, no. Even for me.
when you came here, you were just little, right? When you came to Halifax, or how old were you?
I came to Halifax for the first time. I visited in 2012. I was 11 at the time. And then I kept visiting regularly for shows and to get kind of familiar with the music scene in Halifax. And I moved when I was 15, 2016.
Okay, but at home you're probably, you're speaking mostly Spanish, but everybody can speak a little English or no, would you say? At home.
In my family?
Well, I just mean like here, yeah. Here it's just like I've been very fortunate in that my family sort of lived all over the world. So I was exposed to all kinds of languages and things like that. But English people, I find like they just assume everybody yeah. should know English. And I just wondered if you were speaking yeah. mostly Spanish growing up or if you knew yeah. a little bit of English before you came or how did that work?
We do take English back home
okay.
a little bit, but it's very basic. So I did speak a little bit of English. I could understand more than I could speak. But when I came here is when the magic happened and I could finally talk fluently.
Yeah.
And then it's been, I haven't been able to stop talking since.
Oh, there, which is great. Well, if you're the youngest of three kids, you're probably talking a lot to get a word in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Well, now I just want to get back to the music before we have to let you go, but it's yeah. it's incredible. You're super gifted. And I would imagine, you know, and at a very tender age, you've got lots of music ahead of you to make. But what would you say if somebody was to like say, I want to be a musician, Allie, what instrument would you tell them would be like the best to start off with?
I would say piano.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Piano is the best instrument for people who are visual learners, especially because there's a lot of patterns that you can pick up easily. And it's a harmonic instrument, so it would take you into that theory, harmony side of things easier than a melodic instrument like violin would. But I think every instrument has its magic. And it opens up a new pathway in your brain.
When you're writing, are you writing on different instruments or do you typically start with a piano?
Sometimes I picture songs with a certain format for sure. Some songs I picture with just piano or piano and strings, and some songs I picture with guitar. It's experimenting a little bit with percussion lately as well. I'm not the best at it, but yeah, I imagine it first, and then I add.
I love that you picture it like it's a story or a movie or a painting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of.
That's so great. I love it. Okay. Now, the other side of this wonderful concert is that you will be obviously a solo performer, but with an incredible band behind you. And I know you know Chris, and I would imagine you know a good number of the folks that'll be behind you. But are you okay, Allie, to just perform on your own, or do you really love to have a band behind you?
I've performed on my own before, especially since I picked up the guitar.
Yes.
I only picked up the guitar about 4 years ago.
Ooh.
So I've been accompanying myself like that. And I've learned to accompany myself on the piano as well.
Wow.
So I enjoy an intimate setting to play by myself. But I've been finding that I really like the interaction on stage between musicians, because before being a creator, I've always been a musician.
Right.
Oh, so I feed off of that interaction on stage. So I would say maybe I'm leaning a little bit more towards playing with other people.
Yeah.
But I'm still finding out.
Very good. Okay. And now will you play a specific instrument or will you run around to different instruments?
I might be playing a bit of guitar and a bit of violin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You'll have to come and find out.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And now, do you have a favorite instrument? And then I'll ask you one other question and I promise I'll let you go. Could you, if I said, Allie, you can only play one, what would you play?
Oh, that would be so incredibly hard. But I'd have to pick the violin because it's the instrument that I've dedicated the most time to, and it's the instrument that I studied more.
Well,
would be the violin.
You certainly play it well. And I always say on this show that the violin, I feel, is the least forgiving of all instruments. Right? Would that be fair?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's very fair.
There you go. Okay. Now, I have yet to speak with anybody of Spanish origin, certainly no one from Cuba since the halftime show. And I know, I don't know if you're a fan of Bad Bunny, but I just...
I am such a fan. I've been a fan for 10 years.
There you go. Okay. Well, there's a lot of people who just jumped on the bandwagon, but I've been a fan as well for quite a while. But I just thought, you know, obviously his performance was extraordinary, but just in terms of the entire production, Ali, as somebody from Cuba, how did you feel about watching it?
I definitely felt represented for sure. And it's good to remember that America is not just a country, it's a whole continent, and that there's power in being united.
That's so great. And I'm glad that you're a part of the unification, if you will, at Lil Affair. It's going to be a wonderful evening celebrating International Women's Day with a whole bunch of incredibly talented women. Ali Enriquez, thank you so much. I hope to have you back when you've got your next batch of music out, and we'll look forward to seeing you play live. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Such a treat to connect with that incredible talent. Be sure to follow Ali on Instagram like we do at alien.riquez. See what she did there? So cool. You can find all her music via the link in her bio there, and be sure to catch her in concert at the second annual Lil Affair happening March the 7th and 8th at the Sanctuary Arts Center in Dartmouth, with an all-star band for both shows that includes Chris Kirby, Claire McDonald, Mike Farrington Jr., Siobhan Martin, and Tara Spencer. Ali will be joined by Adina, Clara Blanchard, Kim Wempe, Lavender, Roxanne Popfan, Yvette Lorraine, and our next guest, who's an award-winning singer-songwriter based in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Known for her rich, velvety voice and dynamic blend of indie folk and rock influences, she's fast becoming a festival favorite and earning high praise from audiences and fellow artists alike. Just check out the show's page of her website at freyamilliken.com, and you'll see she's got an action-packed spring in store. So happy she's made time to chat with us today to celebrate a Lil Affair. She's the one and only Freya Milliken. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm wonderfully well. I always get excited when it's, we're coming up on International Women's Day, but this second annual Lil Affair is a special occasion, mainly because it, you know, is just a whole bunch of really talented people on one stage. How did you get involved in this year's concert?
Well, last year I'd heard about the show and I offered to volunteer, work the merch and work the door and such. So I had known Chris from some other things in the past, just running into him at festivals and stuff. But then I really wanted to see the show because I thought, oh, what is this thing, Lil Affair, like International Women's Day? I really want to support, other women in the music community. So yeah. I hung out there, did some merch, met the artists. And then I just said, you know, Vic and Chris, I'd love to play next year. And they said, we'll totally keep you in mind. And so then they reached out to me.
Here you are.
And here I am.
Hey, and it's a great lineup for sure. Now, I feel like I believe I'm a few years your senior, but let me just say, I do feel like we're kindred spirits, because any song that includes the word hopeless romantic, and you've got me, because I was like, when I heard wholeheartedly, I was like, now this is a woman that gets me. So now, but really, in all fairness, you're putting it all out there. Like, the music and the lyrics are really universal. It's all, like, deeply feeling. We're not talking pop, like bubblegum music here. This is your heart on your sleeve now, Freya. It's universal, but a lot of people wouldn't want to be, like, so vulnerable, maybe.
Totally. The way I was raised was to be very honest. My mom and I were always very honest with each other about how we felt about things, and same with my dad, too. And so I feel like I just came by that, honestly, growing up. In terms of finding the courage to say certain things, I think that just comes with time and thought and listening to other artists say things that you may not be comfortable with saying. Like, I really look up to Joni Mitchell and
yes.
Madison Cunningham and Sister Ray and Georgia Harmer and all these wonderful female musicians who are, you know, not afraid to say those things that are difficult for some people. So I definitely find courage from other people and from within myself over time.
Well, I must say, having seen you at showcases, having watched your videos on YouTube and things like that, there's a definite ease in your delivery. You are very comfortable alone with a band. You're going to have an incredible house band behind you at the show, which will be fantastic. But were you just a natural, Freya?
I was quite shy as a kid, actually. But
really?
There was something Oh, yeah, like terrified. Like, I still remember first day of kindergarten not wanting to leave my mom. I was definitely very attached. But I don't know, something about being on a stage sort of takes that away a little bit, and I'm able to step into a different kind of persona and own the stage that I'm on.
Yeah, you definitely do. Now, do you have a preference? Like, are you just at ease in all of those situations? Like, I'm always amazed watching artists that can jam. I don't know if that's right, but like, you think of the songwriter circles and stuff like that, and you just jump on harmonies, or you're playing an extra, you know, couple of bars. Or
I certainly feel more comfortable jumping on a harmony for sure, sort of in the moment. I do feel like I have skill on the guitar in terms of like a compositional sense, but I'm always looking to improve my skills, and I haven't quite gotten the confidence yet to just hop on a jam guitar wise.
But that's all ahead of you.
It takes some time. Yeah, it takes some time. But I love collaborating with people.
There you go. Well, it's going to be a wonderful collaboration that evening. Certainly raising awareness, raising funds, and doing all kinds of wonderful things for the Lil Affair on March the 7th and now 8th at the Sanctuary, which is a great venue. I know you were there behind the scenes last year. You'll mm-hmm. be on stage this year. You talk about your compositions and the songwriting and then delivering that. It's one thing to do it for yourself, and then it's another thing to be commissioned to do something. And I hope you don't mind me. It's a little off topic, but nonetheless, it speaks to your incredible talents. And that's your Symphony Nova Scotia Lullaby Songs Project. I just want to know how you got involved, because that's so special, and it must have been wonderful to be able to perform that song.
Yeah, I don't perform it very much anymore. I only did it really for that project 2 years ago.
You should. Can I just put in a request?
It's a sweet little song. Yeah, I should consider.
Yeah.
The baby that I wrote this song for is now a couple of years older, so it's been cool to watch them grow up after the song, because the way the Lullaby Songs Project works is that you as an artist songwriter gets paired with a new parent and their young baby, and you write the song for the baby with the parent. And it was such a beautiful experience. I really loved it. The song I wrote, The World Is Yours, was probably one of few experiences I've had where the song just completely poured out of me in a very short period of time. Mostly I take a few weeks to mull over something, maybe even a few months, but it was just one of those experiences where I it just came to me right away.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know that Lil Affair is going to be an evening of songs and stories behind them. And I thought, before we let you go, we're going to play wholeheartedly with great anticipation. But before we get to it, I'd love for you to share a little bit of the backstory. I know it's a song that I'm sure is your signature song at the minute, but if you could give us just a little bit of insight, we'd love to hear it.
Totally. Lots of folks seem to love this song. I wrote it sometime during the pandemic in the early stages. I was just sort of reflecting on what it means to be in a relationship with somebody who really sees you for who you are, and wanting to have that, and, you know, wanting to be seen and heard, and, you know, not try and pretend to be somebody for somebody else, just to be who you really are. And I made sure that there were no pronouns that would symbolize a certain gender. I wanted it to be really open for interpretation for anybody, no matter who they love. And I feel like that's especially important right now with the tensions in our global politics. So I hope that this still resonates with a lot of people, because everybody deserves to find love that really suits them.
Oh, that's so great. Gosh, I hope you can come back and spend a full hour with us and we can celebrate your music in style. But right now, I'd love to play wholeheartedly. I want to thank you, Freya Milliken, for making the time for us today. And we can't wait to see you on stage at Lil Affair.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm waiting for someone who I can love wholeheartedly. All these failed infatuations aren't giving me what I need. Every time I get close, their feelings reshape, sending a gust of wind through the rose clouds in my brain. And I'm left on a bridge between illusion and reality. Thank you. respected, someone to touch my skin, see me from within, to love me for my mind, look not with just their eyes, for it's the soul that conquers all. Send me someone, send me someone, send me someone.
That's Wholeheartedly by Freya Milliken here on Cove FM. Coming up after the break, we'll connect with CNBC All-Star guest Tara Spencer to hear how she landed the gig with the Little Affairs All-Star Band. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the coin has been tossed.
welcome back to See and Be Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's the other side of goodbye. One of my many favorite Tara Spencer songs. It's kind of getting hard to narrow it down now because they're multiplying at rapid rates, as are her fans. Globally speaking, she's constantly on the road. She's constantly winning awards. And ladies and gentlemen, she's on the phone with me now. She's the one and only Tara Spencer. How are you?
Oh, great. She also shovels driveways, which is how she's been the first part of the day.
Oh, God love you. Well, I don't mind saying, as a fan and somebody who follows you faithfully on Instagram, I was really happy to see you standing in your driveway after the storm and traversing from New Brunswick. Good God.
Look, I am not a role model. I have changed my ways. I will say this, if you wouldn't leave home in it, don't drive home in it.
Hey, needlepoint that on a pillow. Right? Oh my gosh. Okay. Now, we had a great chance to chat with two of the artists on the A Lil Affair bill. We're shining the spotlight on this wonderful second annual event that's coming up on March 7th and 8th. And Tara Spencer, as a reigning entertainer of the year for Nova Scotia, I'm not going to say I was a little surprised, but kinda, that you're in the all-star band. Like, what about that? Like, what can we expect now? God. What is your role on the evening?
Okay, well, yes, I got to be one of the headliners in the first inaugural Lil Affair concert last year. And when Chris and Vic, who put this on from Funk Island Labs, contacted me about being in the band, I honestly, it's such a different role for me. Something I don't get to do a lot is just play instruments for the whole show and don't have to chit-chat and sing my own tunes. It was such a departure that it just sounded like a lot of fun. And plus, I'm just such a big fan of what Funk Island Lab does, you know, and the way they inspire and support young and upcoming songwriters. So, yeah, that's the whole reason behind it. And plus, you know, I did kind of grow up through this Lil Affair era. So some of the songs were familiar. Some are new to me, though. There'll be some surprises in the set list.
There you go. Okay. I shouldn't have gone too far away from Other Side of Goodbye because you talk about your influences and things like that. And I feel like I hear everyone in that song all at once. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Like I hear Carly Simon, I hear Carol King, I hear Linda Ronstadt, right? Come on. Do you know any of those names?
No.
I know you're so little, but like, look it up, right?
No, I mean, that's the wheelhouse for me. You know, my love of music kind of touches on three things. It's like 1970s records and Canadian folk, you know, contemporary Canadian folk, and then a touch of like 90s grunge. So, you
just
know,
for flavor.
That is the lane for me. But, you know, that song had Matt Anderson's name on it when it was only halfway written, and I took it to him to see if we could finish it off. So, you know, for me, that's Matt's song, and I just borrow it every now and again.
God, it's gorgeous, like they say. Okay, now back to this concert. Okay, so you're playing. I'm imagining you're going to be positioned at the keyboard. Would that be fair?
That'll be fair for part of it. Yeah, I have bouncing around a little bit, some piano, some guitar. I'm supposed to pick up a mandolin at one point, but that's going to be a quick study. We'll see if it makes it to the show.
Wow. And how about the main mic? Because I said in the top of the show I was going to press you on that fact. Could we hear Tara Spencer that night, other than BGs as they were?
You know, the set list for this show, I don't know what other people have said about it. I'm being pretty tight-lipped about this.
Okay.
Because, it's a fun lineup. Yeah. No comment.
I was going to say, the most I got out of anybody was Allie, who said, you have to come.
Yeah, that's
that
it.
Was it. Okay, well, all right.
And amazingly, you have two chances to come now because the first show is filled up pretty quickly, so we added on a second date, which is very exciting.
Which is exciting. Okay, now, we know this is in your roster of dates. You're heading out west, right? That's your next big foray. Are you with anybody? No, what's happening? Are you with Kim at Edson?
No.
Okay.
I'm playing the shows by myself, but I have a great travel mate who I'm also married to.
Oh, well.
Occasionally he joins me for a song if I can persuade.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Plus, we get to see him in your social media feeds, which is lovely. Okay, now, Tara, before I let you go, my darling, because you have a million, like I joked around last time, we were just coming out of the Music Nova Scotia Awards when we spoke, and I said you have to get a bigger mantle or perhaps an extension on your house to house all these things. And we talked about, you know, is it ever lost on you? And do you still appreciate every moment and things like that? And I would imagine that it might be, you know, a lot, but maybe not. But there's so much to take stock of. I wondered if you could put anything, and this is a new thing now, on your ta-da list that you've accomplished. Not a to-do list now, but a ta-da list. You know what I mean? Like, ta-da!
Ta-da list!
Right. What?
Okay, I love this.
I just need you to give me your top three. And it doesn't need to be awards, obviously. It could be anything. But your top three ta-das for 2026 so far.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, I just came out of a weekend spent with an amazing group of young up-and-coming songwriters in New Brunswick, coaching them through writing 18 songs in 2 days.
Wow.
So that's fresh on my mind because I have had so many doors held open for me in this whole endeavor. So to have a chance to kind of work with and give a little bit of coaching to and just be inspired by young up-and-comers who were not late bloomers. That's a ta-da. That's one for me.
For sure. Okay, well, that's very impressive in and of itself. Now, not to put you on the spot, but any hits in there, do you think? Amidst the 18. Oh,
yeah,
really? Okay. Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Like, there were songs that by the end of those 2 days, like, you could release right now. You know, they were in such a shape that, you could
exciting.
Just tip them out there and they would be ready to roll. Incredible work by these young people.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it harkens a question. What's your plan?
Well, I mean, another ta-da, I guess, is that I am quietly working away at another record.
Ooh.
So that's in my, like, current ta-da, but hopefully future ta-da.
Well, I couldn't help but notice on Sunset, there are a good number of, you say featuring, I think duet. And I am such a fan of the duet. I think it's underrated as a...
Yeah.
I just love it. And I love what it does. I love, like, just the blend of it.
Yeah.
And Tara Spencer, of all of the duets in all of the world... What's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it could be one of yours without question.
No,
but
no.
Is there another one?
Oh, no, that would never be. Can you imagine?
I love all of your songs. It's extraordinary. But nonetheless, given that we're both kindred spirits in our love of duets.
Oh, my heaven. Well, like, I love the duo band. Like the Simon and Garfunkel, the Milk Carton Kids, the, you know, Gilliam Welch and David Rawlins. I am so down with all of that. I love, like, combinations of two very different voices or two voices that just sound like that kind of blood harmony thing. So this is a really tough question for me.
No doubt.
Oh, my. I can't believe how hard this is. A favorite one.
Yes.
Okay, this is really off the wall. I'm just going to give you a really unscripted answer, which is hilarious. But one of the first duets I ever had to learn was a song called Summer Nights from the musical Grease, I got to be in. I went back to high school.
Were you Sandy?
Played Sandy when the lead girl kind of got kicked out of the production 2 weeks before the show, and I went and learned all the songs because I had never watched Grease and did not know any of them.
Stop.
So I learned the whole thing in like 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
so that
my
is a very
gosh.
Memorable duet experience for me. Is it my favorite duet? No, but it definitely has a strong memory attached to it.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. I'm going to just play a little bit now.
Summer loving had me a blast. Crazy for me.
Met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to another summer night.
I mean, come on. That you were Sandy. I mean, we're breaking news here. Come on. That's going to be in the
book. Pants, the whole shebang.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. And Tara Spencer, I just think the world of you. You're the very knees of the bee, like I always say. I can't wait for everyone to see you and the rest of that all-star band. Oh, my goodness. What a stacked crew, right? Behind on A Little Affair and all of the lineup. I know it's going to be a fantastic show. Thank you so much for making the time. And as soon as you've got something ready to roll, I only get you for a smidge of time here and there, but I have you on record the last time we talked, you were going to come back and do a full show with us.
Oh, if you're on speed dial, I'll keep you posted.
Always such a treat connecting with that lady, and even more delightful to see her perform live. Do whatever you can to take it all in when the second annual A Little Affair concert happens at the Sanctuary in Dartmouth on Saturday, March the 7th, with a bonus Sunday concert on March the 8th. As of our Wednesday's broadcast, there were still a few tickets available for both shows, but don't delay. Get your tickets today at sanctuaryartcenter.com. You can find the podcast version of this show, along with all of our other CNBC Seen and Heard episodes, available to stream and download now on iTunes via Apple Podcasts. And for all the show notes and links to this broadcast, you can head to my Omni site at stephaniebeaumont.com. There you'll discover our entire catalog of episodes for this show, along with all of our soundtrack episodes too. Thanks to Jason McDonald for our CNBC Seen and Heard theme music. Thanks to Victoria House, Ali Enriquez, Freya Milliken, and Tara Spencer for being my guests. And thanks to you for joining us today. Sure hope you will again next time here on Cove FM. I'm your host, Stephanie Beaumont. Be well till then.